President Bush is back in Washington after attending the 34-nation summit of the Americas in Monterrey, Mexico. He returned with general support for a hemisphere-wide free trade accord. The U.S. had wanted to conclude the deal by 2005, but in a concession to some wary nations, no firm deadline has been set. President Bush also mended relations with Canada and Mexico. Both countries opposed the U.S.-led war against Iraq. NPR's Jerry Hatton reports from Mexico City.
President Bush pushed hard for the free trade deal during the two-day summit in the northern Mexican city of Monterrey. In Latin America, where 40% of inhabitants live in poverty, Mr. Bush said free market reforms would bring prosperity.
Over the long term, trade is the most certain path to lasting prosperity. The openness of our market is a key driver of growth in the region and a testament to the United States' belief in the mutual benefits of trade.
Leading up to this special summit, some Latin American leaders had been fiercely resisting the proposed Free Trade of the Americas deal, or FTAA. They argue the U.S. is not an open market because it pays high subsidies to its own farmers. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez said, through an interpreter, that despite a decade of free trade reforms in the region, each year the number of poor has been rising by nearly 3 million.
We need a new moral architecture in this world and a commitment to the neediest and an integration model where we give priority to the weakest, as is done in Europe. We, for instance, propose to the FTA that they accept the establishment of a compensation fund.
Chavez's proposal for a humanitarian aid fund was given only slight consideration. The Venezuelan leader later skipped the official heads of state dinner, calling the summit a waste of time. While failing to win over some South American leaders, Mr. Bush made extra efforts to heal strains with his next-door neighbor, Canada. Tuesday morning, the president met with Canada's new Prime Minister, Paul Martin, and buried the hatchet over Canada's condemnation of the war in Iraq. Mr. Martin was pleased to learn that the U.S. will allow Canada to bid for lucrative reconstruction contracts in Iraq.
Well, I think that it actually does show that working together you can arrive at a reasonable solution.
Both leaders also pledged to better cooperate to reduce the risks of mad cow disease. President Bush's olive branch to Mexican President Vicente Fox seemed destined to mend that cool relationship as well. Mr. Bush has offered temporary work visas for the roughly 4 million undocumented Mexicans in the states. It's not an automatic path to citizenship, something Fox wanted, but after 3 years of fruitless negotiations, the Mexican leader chose to embrace this plan as a good start.
What else can we wish? What we want is the plan presented by President Bush. We hope that the plan has a happy ending through the political process that should be followed within the United States so that it can be approved in the Congress of the United States.
On the corruption front, the United States was unable to convince Latin American leaders to ban governments deemed corrupt from future summits. Nor could Mr. Bush persuade Brazil to stop fingerprinting U.S. tourists entering that country, a move Brazil took in angry response to new U.S. anti-terrorism rules. Brazil and Argentina are still bristling over U.S. criticism of their close ties to Cuba. Argentine President Néstor Kirchner had said just days ago that he'd score a, quote, knockout in his talks with President Bush at this summit, declaring that gone were the days of automatic cooperation with the U.S. But in the final moments of the summit, his tone was more conciliatory. The American continent needs the help of the U.S. for its development, he said, for its growth. Kirchner called on the U.S. to help strengthen Latin American economies by easing pressures to repay international debts. Jerry Hatton, NPR News, Mexico City.